Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Hei, Nida 5A, Pagination is 9. We are getting ourselves started in the sugyas of Nida, and we are introduced and understand that a woman can become a Nida in one of three primary ways. One is Re'iyah. She physically recognizes that she's seeing blood. This is her period, or if it's not her period, but she's seeing blood. A second way is kesamim, a stain. She discovers a stain that, according to certain guidelines, is supposed to be attributed to coming from her as uterine blood. Not every stain will cause such a status change, but there are cases that it would. And then there's the case of Bidika, which is that she did an internal check and she came up with even a small amount of blood. And the more common reason to do a Bidika is actually to verify that there's no blood. But sometimes a Bidika produces blood, and that would also need to be considered as a probable status change. The Gemara that we'll choose for today in the midst of a greater sugya relates to opinions that may not necessarily be in practical halacha the way we paskin, but nevertheless are quite instructive in giving us the background by which to understand the Masechta. The first Mishnah of the Masechta told us that if a woman found blood, she's ro'eh, she sees blood, then the ramifications, according to Shammai, are simply mikanu lahaba. According to Hillel, it's mepkida lepkida, since the last check. That's when she doesn't know when she became Tameh. And the Chachamim ran the middle ground, so to speak, not so extreme in their own words. And they said that there's some sort of date back, but not excessive. And they talked about 24 hours or the last check. The question that our Gemara is going to address is, what about kesamim? What about stains? So we take a look at the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, which is about 10 lines down from the top of the page, who says, Kol hanoshim kisman tamei lemafreya. Regular women have the approach to stains that it does do retroactive. There is going to be date back even by a stain. Now, even by a stain, or actually, specifically by a stain. When there's a re'iyah, so she sees, so we assume now is when it came. On a stain, when did it come? We don't know. And it's more probable to do date back, perhaps. The Gemara continues, V'noshim sha'amru chachamim dayan shaitan. But the women about whom the chachamim said, we don't do date back, because these are women who are not probable to see, and therefore, if they saw, it's considered unusual, and we'll only deal with it from the time that we know about it. But we don't do date back. These women are specified in the Mishnah on Zayin Amad Aleph. Besula, a young girl, underage, not expected to see, hasn't shown signs of maturity yet. She's not of age 12-ish. Also, Meuberes Umeinekes, a pregnant woman and a nursing woman, are assumed Misulekes damim, not to see. Uzekena, and an elderly woman, which how we define elderly, but she's reached a point where she no longer sees on any regular interval. So these types of women, Nashim Sha'amru Chachamim Dayan Shaitan, Kisman Kiri'iyasan, their stains are like seeing. And we are going to do date back. Chutz mitinokes shelo egia zmana liros, except for the underage girl. Sha'afilu sedinin shelo meluchlochim bedam, even if her cloths are loaded with blood, ein choshishim la, they're sullied. We have no thought that she is a nida, because she's not expected to see, and these are only ksamim, they're stains. She doesn't have an actual bedika, she doesn't have a re'iyah, she doesn't have a hargasha, a sensation. She just found things sullied with blood. She doesn't attribute it to a period because she's so young. And therefore, when she touches teruma, it's not going to make it tummy. Now, the underlying concept over here is that kesamim are dirabanan. Stains are not actual nida in a biblical sense, because nida in a biblical sense is with hargasha, with a sensation. So sometimes we assume that the hargasha was masked by menstrual cramps or whatever, symptoms. Wasn't paying attention, life is busy. So it was masked, but she had a hargasha. But fundamentally, kesamim are derabbanan because we have no idea where it came from. Now, sometimes a stain that's discovered is so attributable that it will make the woman a nida, and those parameters have yet to develop in the Masechta to discuss them. But by the underage girl, the Rabbanan did not apply the laws of Ksamim. She found them, even though she has nothing to attribute it to, but to attribute it to herself is also inappropriate. So it's an unknown where it came from, but it does not make her nida. So we're getting glimpses into the concept that there were certain women who are in a different category, so to speak. They're not expected to see. If they get kesamim, what is the halacha? If they have a re'iyah, of course they would be tameh, but how likely is it or isn't it? Let's drop down to about a third of the way up. It's with the two dots, the beginning of the line, viz. V'hameshameshes be'edim, the Mishnah said that if a woman is using cloths, which we call an aid, it's testifying what's going on. So if she uses them, that's going to be considered a pekida, a check, a valid check, to be a cutoff, that if that came out clean, we know at least until that point, she's clean. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Eitche lefnei tashmish, einu memayit kepekida. The check before intimacy, if she does that, or sometimes it's appropriate to do that, whatever those cases are, but that check doesn't count as a check. She does it for whatever it's worth, but it doesn't count, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now, whether this argues on the Mishnah or is compatible with the Mishnah remains to be seen in the Gemara. But just to understand the position that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying is that the check before intimacy doesn't count as a check. My taima, why? Amar Rav Ketina explained, Mitoch shemuhuma lebesa, since she is in a rush to her house, meaning to intimacy, to the behavior of husband and wife in the bedroom. Since she's in a rush for that, she does the bedika, but without due diligence. And therefore, for whatever it's worth, she did a bedika, but it's not going to count, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, towards the protective nature of a bedika to know that she is tahar until this point. Ask the Gemara, v'chimuhuma lebeisa mayave. So what if she's in a rush? What's the difference? Answers the Gemara, mitoch shemuhuma lebeisa, because she's in a rush, eina machneses l'choden v'lisdokin. She doesn't go into the crevices of what she's supposed to do. The birth canal has a specific method that would be used to do rotation and make sure you're getting all the nooks and crannies, as the expression would go. And if she's in a rush, we're worried she's going to do a superficial check. Now, we're not necessarily paskening like this ruling that the check before Tashmish doesn't count. And typically, we're not doing that check. And typically, we're not talking about Trumas and Kodshim in our time. We're talking about relations. But nevertheless, this Gemara is very relevant in pointing out that only a check that goes L'chodin V'lisdokin into the crevices is considered a check, because we're looking to see if any dam, any blood dripped out from the uterus, and that blood could be caked up, so to speak, anywhere in there. Only if you do a good rotation can we guarantee that you checked. Otherwise, it's superficial. You touched the area, you didn't have blood. That says that she's clean. That's not an accurate bedika. And so this expression, l'chorin v'lisadokin, is certainly one that is used in halacha. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.